seems like everything neighborly, it seems like been up to par. Everybody's excited about it at this point. Now that we've changed some things, no public restaurant, making it private. So, you know, if you guys deny it, I don't know what the next step is. We're going to have to pray on it and go from there. If you guys approve it, we're going to follow the PUD. Everything we've designed and put in that PUD was based on the feedback of the neighbors and based on something that would be good for the whole community here and good for visitors as well. So I don't have an answer what we do. I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
We're not going to continue construction. How about that?
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Currently, that's what I was going to ask earlier on these. What permitting? Do they have a land grading permit?
Yes.
And then they were issued a residential building permit for an 1,800 square foot manufactured home?
Yes. That was.
Other than that, do they
before
have.
Before this whole thing came about.
You got it.
Right. Other than that, is there any other permits that's been issued?
No.
There is a state DNR permit as well for land disturbance.
The Mora, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then where.
Permits from the fire marshal.
Fire marshal permits.
Yeah, from Western Taney, Jim Ferguson.
And then did you, I'm going off just things I've heard. Did you have to go out and issue a stop work order?
I did.
And did they continue working after you issued the stop work order?
They've done work. No structures, but yeah, camping sites and, yeah, different
things. For those, we didn't know we needed a permit for camping sites at all. Everything we've done was under what we thought was not needed for a permit. We didn't need a permit for. Because we were just, all they are is putting some wood on the ground and putting some fire rings and some picnic benches.
And then there's a barn out there that was for agriculture purposes, yep, as well.
There's only stalls and there's nothing
it's
else.
It's for livestock. There's actually stalls in the barn.
Under our impression, we've done everything since he told us to stop. Everything that we were supposed to permit, we've stopped. That was the guidance I've given the general contractor. That's what I thought has been happening. If there's anything else, then
essentially, yeah, because you don't need a permit for some infrastructure.
Is that how you guys understand it as well? Or is
what's that?
Is that how you guys understand that as well, as far as?
Kind of the chain of events.
Yeah, the chain of events, or how it happens.
That's how I do. Yeah.
The homes and everything, yes, they did move them in place. They got them tied down and stuff, but they were sitting on property, yeah. But they have been moved, but they are not, I guess, official. There's no sewer and water hooked up to them, but they are sitting there.
They could be removed if needed to be really easily.
How does the... the gentleman mentioned a theater or a church. What is that? Can you clarify that?
So that was the original CUP request was like an event center, okay, which we've changed with the PUD. It's actually a fellowship area for some, you know, just for guests to have some food and also a place to be able to, for Justin to have worship service.
Yeah, we read scripture there once a week.
And it's not open to the public.
Yeah, we do it in our house right now. No.
It's for people that are staying out there.
Okay. And how many does that hold?
Hold?
Occupancy.
There's actually, it looks like one building, but there's two buildings with a breezeway. So okay. One has got a kitchen in the back, and as far as holding-wise, if you were to cram tables in like we were going to do for the restaurant, I think the max capacity was like 250, but that's not the intent for that building anymore. We're going to have an area where worship band could be, and there could be a place to read scripture together. That's for that section of the building. The other section of the building will be almost like a place where we can serve some food to people and have a library in there, a relaxing area. That's so it's really for the guests on the other building. So we got two buildings there.
And they are constructed as we speak?
No, they've not been.
Okay, well, concrete. I thought that he had said that they were already built whenever he spoke, so that's why I just want clarification on that.
That's what the concrete pads are?
That's what these
are. Yeah,
right
we didn't pour anything. It's just got the form. Yes.
Oh, okay. And then there's the breezeway. Are you still doing the breezeway between them?
Yes, sir.
So it'll be one large structure?
They're separated.
Separated buildings.
I don't know about that. fire department determined they're separate? Does he know that that? Because that's...
The breezeway doesn't connect.
Oh, it doesn't touch
either
the building?
Is that... That's a minimum of, what, 10 foot between the buildings? Do you know what that distance is? Oh, it's 30 feet. Yeah, typically it's 10 feet between buildings, but if they're going 30 feet, it's no issue.
As long as the breezeway doesn't touch, yeah.
Well, I think you're doing a great thing out there. It's just, this is a lot to try to work through, and it's a big decision to make today on this.
You can see why it changed from a CUP request to a PD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because of the
there's uses. A lot of things going on there. A lot of things.
There's a lot of things that need to be evaluated, and that's the whole point of me thinking that the really only forward path was to go through much larger, let's break this down, every little thing, and go through it.
Yeah.
We've had, I wanted to pull in one of the neighbors from the neighborhood, Kevin Hutchinson, and he's been evaluating this as well to see, does he want this in his, you know, outside his neighborhood? And I read Tom read a statement that he made to the Zoning and Planning Board that he was in, he's on board with this now, with the entire plan. After him, you know, scrutinizing it and sitting down over and over again, he's on board with everything that you guys see here today. What, as far as commission, what do you guys want to have discussion on this? How do you want to handle it moving forward?
I guess the first question is are we okay with some sort of, or are we okay with it in some fashion? And then kind of what Cody was saying, start, or are we just a no to begin with?
Right.
And then we identify that, mm-hmm. and then we can go from there.
Sure. I like his vision.
Regardless if we like or not like or whatever, is it compatible? Is it proper? Is it...
There's some improvements to be made out there.
Can you go back to GIS?
We did have the conservation easement people that own that organization out to the last meeting, and they said that they've been out there, they're and absolutely approved. They want us to do what we want to do here, and they're actually going to use it as a training place for showing what can be done with conservation easement type of land.
Do you have as part of the plan to do things in stages? What is your, you know, is it a 5-year project, a 2-year project, a 10-year project?
As of this point, we'd love to be able to build that the building, so we can have a central place for us to have a small worship area in, and that would also be a place where our guests could eat when they come. And because a lot of the stuff that we're going to be growing on site is going to be no pesticides, all regeneratively grown. And so that's number one, is being able to go ahead and build that building. Number two is we're going to be we'd like to have the tiny homes that we have, go ahead and, you know, putting the skirts on those and tie in sewer and everything onto those, so those can look complete. And the glamping, like you see on the net, it's not an ERG, it's a glamping tent. It's something that the conservation easement people also approved in our design. Because it can be easily removed, so a permit, so we can actually go ahead and finish those out. But really, there's not a lot more to do other than continue to beautify the land and get the animals in there to rotationally graze so we can start teaching people how to farm regeneratively. So really, there's for us, before we can start allowing guests to come, it doesn't take much for us at this point. This is like a couple-month plan because it's really how long will it take us to build that building, and then everything else will happen at the same time.
How long will it take you to build a lift station?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That takes a little bit of time.
It's actually a grinder pump station.
It's
not a full lift station.
Okay, so it's low
impact development, low pressure sewer, they're E1 grinder pumps.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I hadn't heard any of that.
Yeah.
So all that stuff should be happening at the same time.
So how many grinder pumps? You're going to have one per...
There'll be two grinder stations.
Yeah,
but
it's
they're
a larger
it's,
system.
I think they're duplex.
A duplex and a triplex.
Yeah, duplex and a triplex.
So are we back to the RV not having individual sewer?
No, it will have sewer.
Going to those systems?
Yep, correct. But, you know, an RV is less than a house. I mean, there's not generating that much flow. It's, you know, much less than a house because you're typically only dealing with two or three people max.
Right. And this isn't an RV resort. These are for families that come that have RVs because the typical, I'll give you an example. This is a retreat that a family comes to be strengthened. They maybe have a family boot camp that they go through. Or it could be a father-son rite of passage retreat. We get fathers and their sons, and we do land navigation, and we do a family, you know, a father's blessing. So those are the types of experiences that we're going to have out here. And I think Jenny mentioned also is having a place where a single mom can come, and there's a campsite set up for her. And it's easy to, you know, bring her kids out. So we also would love to have out there, the community involvement, you know, people that are across the street. When we have the regenerative farm and we're getting these crates made right now, if this gets approved, that we can take, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and the broiler chickens and stuff, and we can deliver them to neighbors that are across the street or in the community. So we're just trying to produce food that is pure. We're trying to help strengthen families. Really, it's restoration of the land and strengthening families. That's our tagline.
It is important to note that Justin and his family live on the property as well, too.
Yeah.
So their residence is on the back five acres?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I sold my business called fulfillment.com to do just this, to do something that's impactful and do it with my family.
I would like to say one thing. I hate to throw this in. This is why I think it needs to go through a much more thorough thought process. The whole process of RVs, short-term rental, we can call them not short-term, but that's exactly what they are. They're under 30 days. We'll need a rep, so he would have to be there or somebody within a close vicinity. I think it's 15 minutes in our red book that could, you know, manage that.
Absolutely.
So we don't want to lose sight of what we can call it one thing, but let's not lose sight of what it is, and that is a short-term rental that will need to be managed with all those regs in place. There's a lot of pieces of this that are being thrown under a planned development, and that's fine, but each one is going to be carried out according to code, even though it is under the planned development if it gives you the use.
You got it.
So,
makes sense.
And yeah, for example, you say it's not open to the public. My assumption is I don't know. You can go online. If I want to stay there, I can reserve and stay there, or no?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good question. And that's why you can't book online. You actually have to be called, and we lay out, here's the rules of the land. So this is a faith-based retreat. This, you know, it's specifically for people that are family-oriented, and they're believers. It's not for everybody. That's why it's not open to the public. So I know Branson, I think the reason why we were called here, because this is like the belt buckle, you know, of the Bible belt. And there's a lot of there's a lot of believers here. And I think a lot of families come here for that reason, because it's a safe family destination. Well, we want them, if they do come and they stay with us, we want them to leave with a vision and a mission for their family. We want their family to be strengthened when they leave Branson, not just going to the to the Silver Dollar City and the other attractions, and leave with just a normal vacation.